शांति। ओम शांति, ओम शांति। I have just come from Manmohini complex, and we were actually talking, sharing the thoughts on the theme of the NCCC retreat, which is Sat Chit Anand. Sat Chit Anand. And today's discussion was cleaning the chit. So I would like to speak, continue this, what the thoughts had been, I will share with you. What is chit? Sat, Chit, Anand, these three words are used in introduction of God, in praise of God. Some people when greet each other, they say, Jai Sachidanand, victory, praise, respect to the truth. It's only that truth brings victory. Satyam eva, only the truth brings success. And where there is success, there is happiness, there is bliss, there is joy. So truth, the definition of truth. Truth is eternal. Truth is benevolent. Truth exists and lives forever. This is why praise of God is sada Shiva. Sada means forever. Shiva means benevolent. With no other deity or angel, with the subtle deity or corporeal divine deities of the golden age, the word sada means constant, forever word is used. They never say Rama forever, Krishna forever, Ganesh forever, Hanuman forever, Goddess forever, any God forever. No. Forever benevolent is Shiva. Shiva means benevolent. And this benevolent being is true being, the truth. Truth is benevolent. And some people call God is truth. Truth leads to God. Falsehood separates us from God. Falsehood creates fear in us. False makes us fall into wrong actions, in wrong company. And so result is suffering. Separation from God and suffering. So truth itself is fearless. Truth does not need to prove itself. Real does not need to impress anyone. Reality is the other people give the proof that this is real, because it gives the experience of the quality, the power. If I have a photograph of the sunshine, the rising sun, or very beautiful bright sun, the picture is there in my room, but it is not giving me light. In the dark night, I don't see any light, I still stumble. When the real sun is shining, I don't need the lamp. It's truth. Sun is light, gives light, it is true. It is giving heat, it's giving warmth, I'm experiencing it. But with the photograph, I do not experience the heat. I do not experience the light. I do not experience the brightness. Any kind of picture without the character is not real. And so this is why Baba says, Sapta Yuga, age of truth, is age of reality, the time of reality. So God, the truth, creates the time of truth. Golden age, real pure gold. So golden age in Hindi is called Sat Yuga. Complete perfect truth. And the stage of the souls is called Sato Pradhan, means truth is on its climax, on highest place, on highest level. Prime quality of the soul, personality of the soul, property of the nature is truth, real. Means there's no mixture in it. Pure. So truth is pure. And when there is purity, when there is truth, there is real beauty is there. And this is because this truth is bringing benefit to others. It's benevolent to others. Without giving its power, without harming anyone, without overpowering anyone. And so this is why God's praise is Satyam Shivam Sundaram, is truth, benevolent, beautiful, which attracts. This beauty attracts the soul towards the truth. It makes the beauty, is that like what one wants to adopt, implement in the self, use for the self. God's praise is also immortal, sat, truth, shiri, elevated, akal. It is not bound to the time. It never finishes. It's immortal. Akal means time cannot overpower it. God's truth is immortal. As God is immortal, His truth is immortal. It's elevated. Where there's truth, there's no fear at all. Near fearlessness. And when there is no fear, you have a natural state of joy. natural happiness. Because truth is security. When we adopt, we realize the truth within ourselves. We have self-respect of our purity, dignity of purity. We have character of divinity, divine beings. We have natural beauty of the soul as well as natural beauty of the matter. So that's why in the golden age, the bodies are healthy, beautiful. No one is disabled. No one is crooked, organs not working properly. There's no fear of death. There's no fear of losing anything. It's great joy of changing the costume, recognizing the truth, I, the soul, am real, eternal, true being. So God comes and gives the knowledge of the truth because Himself is true. And when the truth is there, because there is no fear, one does not have any kind of feeling that other people are my enemy, someone is my enemy. There is no enmity. No enmity within the self, and not feeling fear of anyone is enemy which can harm me. From enemy you have the fear of hurt, fear of harming, fear of taking away something from you. You are sovereign. So truth is pradhan, means chief, like prime minister. Prime quality, perfect quality, the power of the soul. So sat, another aspect of sat, is it is essenceful. It's powerful, but very subtle, which instantly gives the experience of its existence, even it is not gross. And that is called perfume in the worldly sense, like perfume of the flowers or essence of the flower. You can have maybe a basket full of flowers, 5 kilos flowers or 10 kilo flowers. A lot of expansion, place is needed. But when the essence is created, perfume is made out of that, how much space it needs? This 5 kilo or 10 kilo flowers perfume can be contained in a small bottle. Now, it is not visible, the flower is not visible. But you open the bottle, the perfume is giving the proof of its existence, that this is the real flower fragrance. Means truth. Even the form is changed, the time is changed, the beauty is not there, but truth gives its own proof of its own existence by maintaining the strength of the truth. And so this is why sat means essence, and another aspect of sat is power. God, the Almighty, is truth, is almighty. Truth is powerful. But it is living truth. It not it was. It's living. And living means experiencing and expressing. Something which is living, it is experiencing itself. And it is expressing, it means sharing with others. That's why it's giving, sharing, without losing its power. Like fragrance of the flowers, the true flower is giving the fragrance, but fragrance is not reduced when the air carries the fragrance around. The light is true light when it is lit. The truth. You say, oh, now I can see the truth when the light is lit. I am not confused anymore. When the true light is there, you can see the things clear. And so, when the truth is there, one is able to see the original qualities, experience in the self, and others can also see it. The true flower, the true light, when it is lit, doesn't matter if from this one candle, one lamp, one deepak, diya, 100 lights are lit. Can the light of this lamp reduced? The light is there. So the more you share the truth, you remain truth, you create truth in others. So constant truth ignites the truth in others. And that's why it is living truth. God is living truth. Now, that is called Chaitanya, living. God, truth, living, blissful, which is called Satta Chitta Anand. But today we were talking about Chitta, which is the power of the soul, latent energy, the personality of each individual in the soul, one mechanism, how it works. Memory tape. The soul, Baba has defined in the knowledge that we give course to others, we give first lesson to people, we say, you are a soul, I am a soul, and I consist of three faculties, and that is the mind, the intellect, and personality traits. Man, buddhi, and sanskaras. Mind, man, intellect, buddhi, sanskaras, personality traits. Now these are the three facts and faculties of the soul. But Baba also speaks about pure, the personality of the soul, when it is satisfied, he used the word prasanna chitta. Chitta is actually the deep experience which is gone within the feelings of the soul, which is experience latent in it, and this experience can be both type, a positive experience or a negative experience, high vibrating experience or low vibrating experience, self-respectful experience or minority, inferiority complex experience, great joy or depression. It is different kind of experiences there. And sometimes it is also in this personality, which is chitta, a memory tape. Chitta is also reminded as a memory tape. Chitta is also can be called subconscious mind. Conscious mind is creating thoughts, experiencing the what as you think, you feel, you begin to feel it. The deeper the feeling goes, it becomes experience. And then this experience, sometime it is forgotten, and suddenly something else you see in the atmosphere, it triggers again, and you become, this experience become fresh. It is latent, but it is living. Forgotten can be reminded again. It's real. So chit is also like the, your latent impressions, like in a seed. The potential is there of the whole tree. The memory or the program or the potential of the whole tree is latent in that seed. But when that seed gets environment, the soil, right type of soil, it gets water, what happens? What was in dry seed not visible, that becomes visible. So chit is like what is latent in the soul. Suddenly some memories, some trigger, some influence, some situation awakens it. You are not trying to awake, but it awakens. And so you feel, sometimes you are very happy, sometimes you do not know, you are not so satisfied, you are sad. But what happens? Nobody had said something to you, but some feeling inside, you say, I am not feeling good. What? Is there any reason? I cannot find the reason. Some environment has triggered that feeling. And then you say, but this thing happened, I did not have even in my thought, even in my chitta, even in my subconscious mind. So what has happened? Now some influence has triggered the things, and other influence had also actually covered your truth. And so when Baba speaks about the soul, he speaks about mind, intellect and sanskaras. Is it not working? Translation you are not getting? Or is it a particular language? English, I am speaking in English. It must be a translation of one particular language, I think, here. Yeah. So something is not. Which language is it? Cannot hear. Okay. So in the path of devotion in bhakti, they speak about the four different aspects or faculties. They call it man, buddhi, chit and ahankar. Man, that is mind, buddhi, which is the awareness, the intellect, chit, that is latent energy, and then ahamkar, that latent experience expresses itself and says, I do it. Aham, I am. Ahamkar, aham means I am, and I do it. So this is then, with this I do it, sometimes, or most of the time, it becomes ego. You continue to do what you are to please. You don't have to pay attention to them, those who are sitting in true front line. These two brothers, please, let them do what they have to do. You don't have to do anything about it. You understand English, no? You just enjoy yourself. They will do their task. And so aham means I am. So if I am doing this, this ego should not influence the soul. So Baba then uses the word sanskar. sankar. The qualities that is latent in you, that is performing the action. And so, and that action then is giving expression and impression, and that becomes a memory for you. It becomes your habit. It becomes your personality. And so it is sanskar. So Baba has used the word sanskar to define the soul, man, mind, intellect and sanskaras. Because ahankar is also called ego. Ahankar, I do it. Ego. So to be egoless, I understand the truth of myself, the truth of my personality, the truth of my divinity, the truth of my peace, the truth of my purity. What is, how it affects, how it works. And I should make it living. Now this chitta is also the part of the soul. So because the memory what you have with what intellect fed the mind, means intellect feeds the mind, intellect informs the mind, and mind, whatever intellect has given information, that what you begin to feel. If it is misunderstanding, you become upset. If it is right understanding, you become sure and secure. And then accordingly you act and react. And so this chitta is actually whatever you are experiencing, it can be defined in this way, one of the way, that it is like a pot. And this mind, and this mind is being filled with positivity, with spirituality, with royalty, with divinity, with dignity. That is the power of truth. But this mind is also getting the information, negative, disrespect, defamation, criticism, comparison. So what is happening? You can deal with the positive mind, with clear intellect, with powerful thought, and you remain harshit chit, happy heart. But sometimes you are not. So what has happened, the both kind of overflow is going in the under pot. For example, there is a pot on the pot, and this pot is full, and underneath is another pot. So whatever is overflowing, it's going in this pot. So out pot is visible, underneath is storing something, so it is called record, the memory tape, recording something. And suddenly this memory comes back. So I did not have in my mind, I did not have in my chit, because I am not consciously feeling that. It is impressing me, influencing me. And it is then as the time goes back, because other things are being filled in me with fresh actions, with fresh experience, that is gone deep within me. And it is just like, it is real and yet I don't remember. And suddenly I remember and I begin to feel that. So that's why it is called living. Chitta is chetan. Conscious, it becomes conscious, like awakened. See, all of us were born babies. We are growing, grown up. When we were growing, we had many experiences. In everyday life, we had wonderful experience of playing child, playing, having good experience, nice family, good atmosphere, and some of us, or many of us, had the opposite experience with good experience as well. Sometime neglected by parents, sometime rejected by others, sometimes insulted by others, sometimes suppressed by brothers and sisters. So this deep feelings gone in. And so this deep situations comes and triggers, and the whole life that is influenced by that. So it means what has happened? This truth which that you had of your purity, of your peace, or your love, or your happiness, now covered by the negative traits. And it made the heart of the soul, which is the feeling of the mind, ill feeling, hurting. And when you felt this hurt, it became just like a weakness, and eventually it became a feeling of blocked. It's not awakened. And then the desire of the truth to recognize, honest desire makes us aware of the contrast. So this contrast is only available when Baba gives the light, the true light to us, awakening to ourselves of our truth, and we can recognize what made my chit dirty, what made my feeling bad, sad, what made me mad, what made me weak. All this was like influence. And that is called, from beautiful, from truth, falsehood came and it created fear in me. It created insecurity in me. And now I want to be blissful again. Sat, Chit, Anand. And I want to make awakened bliss. I want to experience bliss, which was I real, which was truth. So it means I need to clean, I need to discover this which was covered, my truth was covered, influenced, became dirty. So now I need to clean the chit, cleansing of the chit, purifying my consciousness, purifying my feelings. And so this cleansing of the chit is in honest. Honesty pleases God as well. With an honest heart, God is pleased with an honest heart. And then automatically what you get blessings, you become blissful. So here it means I need to recognize the truth. Only then I can remove the falsehood. With an honesty, I can recognize what wrong I had in me and I can put it right. And so what is needed is the intellect has to be made divine. That's why Baba's Shrimat brings blessing. If I follow Baba's Shrimat, I receive blessings. Consciously and subconsciously, both I begin to follow. Natural I begin to follow Baba's directions. Then it is not only happy life, but Harshit Chitta, yani my subconscious Chitta is also very cheerful. It's contentment there is. And there's no worry. And so when chit is, in order to clean this chit, I need to have the clear understanding, conscious thoughts of creating positive energy. And have the, just like if, I have to understand, is it, what made it dirty? Then I use the method accordingly. Is it just dust made my chit dirty, my cloth dirty, my table dirty? And it is not that I collected from somewhere. It was just flying from here and there. The place window became dirty, table became dirty. So what is this? Sometimes it is information coming from here and there makes the mind dirty. So I need to dust it out. I have to have it. Every day, it is just like checking and changing myself, making it fresh again. The thoughts in the mind, I need to create fresh thoughts, fresh feelings. Baba says that one is just like something is dusty, it's easy to dust it out. But when it is dirty, it's the same dirt which is coming from here and there. When water is mixed in it, then it's that kind of dirt with dust mixed with water makes the clothes dirty and creates stains. Now when this knowledge is not clear in my mind and I'm not able to check and dust it out the influence, the mind becomes emotional. Feelings then becomes emotional feeling is hurting. Hurt myself and hurt others. And so it means this chit can be called the heart of the mind or the heart of the soul, because it's feeling that which has gone deep inside. And so I need to clean my feelings. I need to clean my consciousness by churning knowledge then. So when you have water, now in order to remove this dirt, you need not only water, you need the device to remove the dirt, you need some soap. And Baba says, in Sakar Baba's Murli, he always says, I give you Lux soap. At that time, Lux company was creating soap, Lux soap. The aim and object. What is your aim and object? Is happiness, purity and peace in life. This is what is your aim object, becoming the embodiment of all virtues. So it is means that defects, weaknesses and vices, influence of this made me dirty. The company of falsehood made me dirty, so I needed to have conscious connection with the ever truth. So my aim object for future, but my also aim to be connected, it means yoga of the intellect with Baba. Not only I need knowledge, I need yoga as well. And this power then brings the experience of godly quality. You become stable. The situations are there. The heart is detached from the situation. The mind is detached from the situation. Feelings are positive. And so it is the power within the soul which is cleansing the influence and also changing the emotions into realization of the situation, and you are able to handle it. So you become Harshit Chit again. Harshit Mukh means your heart is happy, your conscious subconscious mind is also happy, and result is your cheerful face. Deities are always cheerful. This morning you heard in the Murli, Lakshmi and Narayan are never sad. You don't see them in a melancholy mood. Always cheerful faces. So face is cheerful. Heart is cheerful. Chit is cheerful. Conscious, subconscious, both are cheerful, because the face is the index of mind. What is in the mind, in subconscious mind as well, that is visible. Worry, is also visible on the face. And so it is a fear, it's a worry that is making me dirty. And I have to become, I am truth once again. I bring the power of truth. Then I am cleaning my truth of the golden age. Truth of the soul world. Soul world is called the land of truth. Satchakhand, golden age is called the age of truth. Golden age, Satya Yuga. So then this power of God, the truth of my home, which is purity, and truth of my golden age, which is purity, peace and prosperity. And that power removes the fear of falsehood, of losing anything. I come back in reality. So Baba says, okay, so use the soap, Laksh soap, or use the sunlight. There was used to be sunlight soap. That is Mr. Power, the Baba's yoga power, the sun of knowledge. And that is what it is, that this sun is purifying without taking the dust in it. Other soap, knowledge maybe, you can clean your consciousness, you can churn the knowledge, but then it can't become ego that, yeah, I am able to do this. But when the sun is cleansing anything, purifying anything, does not take the effect or impact or influence of dust. And so Baba is making us Satta, Chitta, Ananda Swarupa, the embodiment of truth, of these three powerful truth of the self, of the soul world, Satchakhand, the golden age, and God's truth. Then result, because its truth is benevolent, experiences, the soul is blissful. And these qualities begin to come again. And so they are actually the living, when bliss is there, joy is there, there's light. And so Baba's light, Baba, this beautiful, benevolent being, Chaitanya, living light, this cannot be separated, this Satya, Chit, Ananda, truth, living truth, is blissful, bliss in life, blessing from God, is making my heart and my happy life real experience. And these things are just like when you light a lamp, diva, three things lit together. Which three things? The mind, the intellect, and personality traits. The inner light is lit. When the earthen lamp is lit, then the light, heat, and form is lit together. When soul is enlightened, then it is positive mind, divine intellect, elevated personality are in harmony. You cannot separate them. They are together. And so, Satya Chitta Ananda, Satya Truth Living, is, but where is this chit in this? When the diva is ignite the light is there, heat is there, and form is there. Right? You blow out the candle, all three are gone. In the same way, when the sat is there, it's living, it's bliss, life is happy. Now, where is the chit in it? So this diva is lit when the wick is in it. Not the diva, this candle is lit, the thread is in it. And so this little wick is actually giving, connected with all three, with the light, with the heat, with power. It's covered by all the wax and the oil. So you can use this analogy that it's the personality of the soul as well, and depends on with what it is covered, what it is colored, which company it has. The same light, the same lamp, the mind, this earthen lamp has oil, the mind, and intellect has this knowledge. If the oil is mixed, the light is lit, but it is not giving the light. It is creating soot. It is creating darkness. The light thinks, I am lit, but it is not lit. And so when it is the dirty mind, means chitta, I need to clean it, it means I need to bring the truth, true knowledge that Baba is giving in me. Otherwise this knowledge can also create ego, and ego will create fear. Fear of losing honor, fear of losing position. So this is why I need to be Satta Chit Ananda Swarup and receive the blessings from the bestower of blessings by honesty. Om Shanti. That is here.